This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
We've got a great show for you this morning with some important political guests. We're going to kick off our candidate interviews covering the seats of Kooyong and Goldstein. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this dowdy pre-election weekend. We're streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app, also podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you this May 7th, 2022 edition of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, and...
I'm Tass.
And Tass, my co-host this morning, I'm actually going to refer to him now as my intrepid co-pilot.
What does that mean?
Well, my mother used to refer to her dog sitting on the seat next to her as her intrepid co-pilot. Not that you're a dog.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure whether I should be offended by that.
You shouldn't be. You know, my family likes dogs, unlike you. So it's a bit of fondness. Paul is doing our panel. Fiona's on social media. Gordon, our podcaster, is somewhere getting ready to do our podcast. And, of course, James is doing program support on the front desk. Just so everyone knows, the rules this morning for our candidates, each candidate will get 30 to 45 seconds to introduce themselves. Tass and I will ask each candidate the same questions and we'll do it in rotation. Now, the candidates get 30 seconds to answer. I know it'll be hard for some of them because I think they get paid by the word. If they take longer than that, then they may use up some of the time they get in their closing statement, which will probably be about 30 seconds. So, Tass, let's get on with it.
Yes, let's do so, Macca. But before we actually call in our very first guest... You attended the forum on Thursday night here at the Victorian Pride Centre.
I did.
It was the National LGBTI, no, the Equality Australia
Forum. Equality Australia,
yep. And hosted by Patricia Cavallis.
Fantastic.
And you had representatives from Labor, Liberals and the Greens.
Yes, so
is that correct?
Janet Rice, Senator, it was all senators, Senator Janet Rice, Senator Penny Wong, sorry, Janet Rice from the Greens, Senator Penny Wong from Labor, Senator Andrew Bragg from the Liberal Party in New South Wales. Now, he was on... video because he couldn't make it here. So a number of community groups and advocates had questions to ask. So it was a bit structured. Patricia, PK.
Oh, so questions were determined in advance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there was a time we needed to run to, they needed to run it to. It was being live streamed. PK did a fantastic job.
Look, I get why you do that, but there's something quite nice about having an old-fashioned hall-style meeting, Macca.
It is.
Where you know, the audience can actually stand up and ask a question that's completely unstructured, non-rehearsed,
yeah.
You know.
It would have
That makes it for a much more real and dynamic debate.
It would have been nice to have had questions from the audience.
Mm.
However, you know, the questions were really great. It was being live-streamed. Somewhere, you know, I don't know the number, but it was quite significant. We're watching. It was good.
I couldn't make it, Macca. How large was the event, and what was the mood like?
There was about Well, Paul was there too. There was about 100 actually in the auditorium at the Pride Centre. And
plus 500 online, I've just read.
At least, wow. yeah. So, you know, there was a lot of interest. There was the odd bit of murmuring in the audience.
Right.
When...
in your assessment, was there a clear winner?
Yes, but that's my opinion, and I actually don't think it's fair to share that, because people...
But you're a commentator, you can do that.
Okay, let me say this. Two of the senators I thought were a bit... almost like they were reading scripts.
Mm.
And...
that's annoying.
And the other senator, if I had, and I still haven't actually decided my Senate vote, Thursday night informed how I most likely will vote in the Senate based on the answers of those three senators to issues affecting our community.
Micah, can I interject that I was there? It was a wonderful evening. I thought it was very good. There was an awful lot of questions about funding, which took a little bit away from me from the policy debates. And those questions about funding are deeply important to those organisations. But we didn't get much of a debate going on between the politicians about policy, which was missing.
They were actually very polite, which was nice. And, you know, in terms of the funding, do you know, Tass, now my calculation might be slightly out, but I did a bit of a calculation on how much of the federal budget is actually dedicated to LGBTQI issues.
Yeah, well, it's
0.00003%.
I get that.
Right? So it's not even a rounding error. And, you know, there were some commitments made. You know, the Greens made funding commitments. Labor made funding commitments. The Liberals made funding commitments. All in varying degrees of...
But what about some of the issues that Paul's just identified? I mean, in particular, things like rights issues and removing capacity for certain bodies, certain employers, certain groups to be able to discriminate against people on the basis of their gender and sexuality. Was that debated at all?
Well, yeah. Paul, as Paul knows, none of the senators said they agreed with people being discriminated against on the basis of their sexuality, gender, identification or anything. The answers were from strident to weak.
And I think that was the point for me, Tass, is that there wasn't a debate between the senators. And great, and they were all individually, I'm sure, nice people, but they're representing political parties that have different views of them individually. And we wanted to hear about the policies of the parties we're expected to elect to govern us.
Well, this is a debate that I have with Macca all the time. Do you actually vote for the individual or do you actually vote for their party's policies?
Look, I think...
But great debate.
I think that's a really important
issue. Debate. Well, you've got to know. And again, you know, some of those senators there... Sorry, Macca. Some of the senators there were giving great personal opinions. Mm. But that isn't going to be what carries a vote in the Parliament.
I'm with you.
And the reality, only one of those senators was a Victorian senator.
Right.
So Penny Wong is South Australian, Andrew Bragg is New South Wales, Janet Rice is Victorian. Janet isn't up this time. She's up next election.
Is Bragg up?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know.
So Bragg's in the papers today. He's
Yes. As a result, actually, of what was said the other night.
Right.
So... he has said, one of the questions was, when the government had its religious discrimination bill and some amendments were moved and passed by the lower house, the bill was then, would be expected to go to the Senate. The Prime Minister pulled the bill because he didn't want those amendments to be attached to the religious discrimination bill. The Prime Minister has said he will bring back the religious discrimination bill should they win, but without
protections.
Now, Andrew Bragg, he said on Saturday night that he doesn't agree that those protections shouldn't be legislated. I'm paraphrasing here. He thinks it should happen at the same time as two pieces of legislation, the religious discrimination bill and, you know, the protections for LGBTI.
But you can have the one bill that actually amends multiple pieces
of
legislation.
Well, of course you can. You know, Labor did it in Victoria, you know, when they changed 43 pieces of legislation with one bill.
One bill.
You know. So the reason, if I might say, that the Prime Minister doesn't want these protections attached, he thinks he can get his religious discrimination bill through And then
without protecting kids.
Without protecting kids. And then, you know, there are members in the government who would work really hard to stop those protections happening.
So, you know, this, I'm going to go back to this debate that we had earlier on, Macca. Here's Andrew Bragg, who's a nice guy, he's got a nice set of opinions, we don't mind what he's got to say. Do you vote for him or do you vote for his party?
Okay. I think everyone probably has this...
Paul's raising his eyebrows.
..this quandary. When you know who your local member is and you've spoken with them and you've engaged with them, yes, you're voting for the party, but you're also voting for that person. And we saw this quite clearly, Tass, during the religious discrimination debate and also during marriage equality, engaging with individual members on issues that were important to us. And in some cases, they supported us, but sometimes they would take a position within the caucus of Labor or within the party room of the Liberals that was different to what the party policy was. So I think if you're broadly supporting a particular party, that's your choice.
Do you think the Teals are a party?
No.
They're a bunch of individuals who just happen to have the same branding?
Yeah. Well, it's not the same branding. There's, you know, there's colours. Well, there's lots of white cars out there, but they're not all the same.
Macca, can I also interject as well? They just not only did people actually come and have the conversation with us about how they were going to vote on air, and we've got on record some politicians saying they will do one thing, that then did the complete opposite once they actually got into the House and the Chamber.
Yeah. So, again, you have the situation where do you vote for the party or do you vote for the person? Well, you don't elect a party to the House of Representatives seat. You elect a person who represents that party. And if you know the candidate and you trust that candidate, and obviously you like that candidate, and you agree with the views of that party, well, you know, again, it's up to you as to how you vote.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.